Well, 8 games down and looking forward to the 9th game. I thought after the game, after watching the film, saw some really good things that we did. Really proud of the guys. I said it every week that love the way the team is performing. I love the effort, the energy, the physical part of the game. I think we're embracing it. Obviously, not error-free, but, man, there's some mistakes that we're making that just don't make sense. And so I talked to the coaches today about, and that's in all three phases. And so there's a lot of room for improvement. Still feel like we can play so much better, and really looking forward to getting that done this week and getting a lot of prep and work done this week. And excited about the opportunity and excited about the. I mean, we don't play a game this week, but we're going to be focused early on our opponents, but more than anything, just before that even happens, we have to be ready for this, for us to play much better as a team, and I think we can do that. What's nice is that I can count on the effort and the energy from our guys, the buy-in. Just need to keep focusing on the little things, the fundamentals of the game, just assignments, alignment, things like that, the technique. And so as we get that done and as we get towards, I mean, this is the 9th game coming up, so we I'd like to see that a little bit better. And so that's on me and the coaching staff, and we'll get that working. But I do love the energy and the urgency from our players to want to make the plays. You just got to be a little bit more in the responsibility of their areas, doing their 1/11th, not doing 2/11th. So you got to do one. So that, as we can focus on that, I think we'll be much better. We got the rivalry game, tough game coming up, and looking forward to the matchup. Obviously, I said it after the game in Florida that there's a lot of connections. That's just from us and them. We have a lot of friends that play and coach there, and so there's a great connection between the two schools. I mean, I mentioned that we need each other. That's been always the case, and now that we're in the same conference, it's going to be fun. That it's going to be a consistent thing that we get to count on this game being there every year. So I have a lot of appreciation and admiration for University of Utah, their athletic department, the students, the faculty, staff, obviously the coaches, the program, and their fans. And so it's interesting, the connections. I mean, I have an older brother that played there, and so I have a sister that went to school there, and me and my other siblings came here to BYU, and I don't think I'm really that unique when it comes to family. I think that I know there's a lot of families that are kind of split when it comes to this rivalry, which makes it even more fun, and just looking forward to it. If it weren't for Utah, I wouldn't be here, and if it weren't for BYU, Coach Witt wouldn't be at Utah. So and we have Utah graduates that are on our staff, and with Jay Hill and Sienna Poha and others that have worked there, myself and A-Rod and Justin, so, and Chad, and I mean, there's a lot of, and Gary, so there's a lot of connections there. Just really excited that we get to play this game and looking forward to it, but I have a lot of love for that program and a lot of love for people there, and I hope the fans can enjoy the game and keep it at that. I think just to remember that we're all closely related and we're all connected, so I think we can have this game and it can be a rivalry on the field, but maybe show a little bit more appreciation for each other and as we go through this game. So especially now that we have a bye week, we got to wait 2 weeks for this game. So we got a lot of prep for it, and just looking forward to the overall, just the experience for everybody on both sides. So what questions do you guys have for me?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions from John Kuhn and then Sean Walker.
Alani, you were obviously a part of a lot of meaningful games between BYU and Utah as a player and a coach. How does it change the dynamic just having them back in the same league with you? And I mean, what does it do for this game to have those kind of stakes involved again, beyond just the usual bragging rights?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's when there has been a kind of a you miss it, So now that it's back, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think now that it's back, we can really have fun with it, and that's from the fans' perspective. But also, I don't like telling fans what to do, but man, this is a really cool thing that we're both in the same conference, and we're both in the Big 12. And how cool that is for us and for the fan bases. And when we've had this like separation, it truly is a cool reunion. And I don't know what the result of the game is going to be, but I think the level of respect and admiration should be from both sides. And I think we may be a little bit more understanding. We've seen what it's like to be away from each other. And now that we're back together, it's kind of nice to be reunited and kind of nice to get back on the field and play this game. And then, you know, just maybe have it more consistent. And I think that's kind of the way to do it. But I think when we do it, this is a chance for us to do it even better and have a lot more respect and appreciation for each other, because we are connected, whether you want to admit it or not. We are connected. And there's some I have a unique perspective because I was on both sides. I've been on both sides, and I have family members that have been on both sides. I played against my brother that was on the other side. And there's amazing people on both sides. And one thing I do know about amazing people, when they're connected and they appreciate each other, some beautiful things can happen. So I think this can be a great rivalry game. But more than anything, this is a chance for us to do it differently and do it better. And I look forward to all of us doing that.
Go ahead, Sean.
Coach, can we rewind a little bit to this weekend, but also to the entire season? Because Will Farron obviously gets a couple of national honors and whatnot for the game that he had three field goals and that the fake field goal that he ran and all of that. But he's been an incredibly reliable kicker for you guys this year. Just what kind of an impact has he made on this team? And having a guy who's been pretty much automatic for 3 points from the spot like that.
Yeah, he's great. And you know, this goes to show that you guys keep working, and you know, we missed out on him in recruiting, and obviously, and it's not a perfect science, and we're a program that makes mistakes even in evaluating recruiting. But this is really cool that we have a portal that you know, that people that fit BYU perfectly should come here, you know, and no matter the time. And so the fact that we were able to get him as a transfer from Boise, and that he had 3 years to play, and that we get, I mean, it was an easy transition for him to come into our program. And it's almost like he's always been a part of us from the very beginning. So it helps that he can make kicks and he can actually run, you know. And we didn't get to see him throw, but I don't think he needed to throw that one. And what's frustrating is that our offense is so upset that they didn't take advantage of the conversion, because we ended up kicking a field goal anyways, but it was a closer field goal. So I've just been really impressed with Will, his leadership. I mean, he's been a great leader for us. He's in our leadership committee, and he's done some amazing things for our program. And I just love having him on this team. So it's really cool. And he's got more kicks to make. You know, we'd like him. Like, I love that he can make field goals. I like it better when he makes PATs. So that's what we're trying to get done.
Yeah, 100%. He's also not the only Boise State transfer that came in around the same time. His special teams coordinator, Kelly Papinga, obviously coming down after a year from there. Has K-Pop sort of revitalized the special teams unit since he came back down here? Because it just feels like between the fakes, but also just the reliability, a couple of return kickoffs, it feels like special teams has kind of a new juice to them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, K-Pop's done a great job. He's a great coach, and he can coach everything. He'd be a great candidate for head coaches, to be a head coach somewhere. Obviously, I'd rather have him stay with me for the rest of his career or my career, you know. But like he's got so much talent in evaluating and connecting with young men on a team. Plus, when you look at everyone gives a lot of credit and a lot of attention to the trick plays or the fakes, but he does all the little things right, man. And so if he's committed to run some fakes, can you imagine what he does in the fundamentals and the way he establishes the technique and the scheme that we need in all our phases and all the different parts of the special teams? And then he does this with minimum time, that because he knows how important we need to be with our offensive defense. And so it takes a unique teacher that can do that, and I'm just proud to have him on the staff. He's been amazing for us, and obviously he knows how to get special teams functioning at a high level, which is what we want.
Thanks, Sean. We'll take our next questions from Jared Lloyd and then Jay Couch.
Well, we talked a lot about depth during the offseason. I just wanted to get your thoughts as far as how that depth has come into play this year and how happy you are with the results.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we need to get better depth. And when I say better depth, it's a lot of people think that's just getting players in there. But it's a combination of things, getting players, but also the players that you have is developing them, getting them stronger and faster and again, understand the playbook a lot more. I mean, you look at the progression in them developing. Jake Retzlaff went through that. So you look at how he was last year, some of the growing pains that we went through. It's important that we stick with him and we work with him, and that we give him an opportunity to and challenge him to compete for a spot. And when he did and he won the spot, it was important that we support him. And as we do that, that's just that one position. But I can tell you that the other guys have come along: Tracy Borgay, McKay Hillstead, Gary Bohannon. All these quarterbacks have gotten better as time goes on, and the time that they have in the program. Give a lot of credit to Matt and A-Rod for what they're doing with the group, man. And then you go through every position group. That's what we want. This is a lot of the same D linemen that we had last year, but a little bit more time and development that Sione is able to work with him, and K-Pop's able to work with them. And then you throw in some of the incoming players that we have. We have a good number of freshmen that are playing that get some valuable playing time, and they're working their way into it. And all that stuff matters. So that's the development is something that takes time, and the depth is what benefits from that. And so we're going to still keep working on that. We still have some ways to go, and we still need some more development. This is a great week to get that done.
I wanted to ask you about your running game. You've gone over 250 yards rushing the past two games. Is that where you expected to be, or do you still feel like there's more you can get out of that side of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, there's more plays that we can make. I would probably look at a lot. I mean, I have to look at the whole entire game and see where we can improve on myself as a head coach. And even the run game, it's not perfect, but there's some really cool things there, you know. And it helps to have all our running backs available to play. But I like the way that LJ ran the ball. I didn't like the one time he put the ball on the ground. We talked about that. He was very fortunate to get it back. I like the way that Hinkley ran the ball. And I like the way that Jake ran the ball when he had his opportunities. And then we had guys that were able to run the ball and fly sweep and different things like that. I like the way that they took to the game. But more importantly, that they executed their play as a ball carrier. It's the other 10 guys on the field that I really appreciate. The blocking downfield, guys staying on their blocks, using the right proper technique. That stuff matters more than anything. What was odd was some of the penalties that we got were more administrative. We had a number of offside penalties, a number of maybe a couple false starts. We had to take a couple timeouts because there's miscommunication and getting the calls in the right time. And so those are the things that we need to really clean up because it does mess with your rhythm, even in the run game. And we're getting a good rhythm going. And then, we had that untimely turnover that we're in a position to kick a field goal, and we decided to throw the ball, and it turned into a fumble, and they got the ball back. So it's just those moments where you feel like you can really – and I felt like we were really marching the ball down the field and kind of just doing our four-minute offense and just had a missed opportunity to get more points, and that's the stuff that we need to work on. But all the administrative issues that we had with the penalties and mistakes didn't help us either.
I also was going to ask you, the first bye week, you mentioned the fact you were going to send the assistant coaches out on the recruiting trail, and you and the analysts and GAs would handle practice. Are you changing that up to any degree this week, or is it more of the same on that front?
We've used a good number of our recruiting days that week, and so I think we won't have as many. We'll probably still have opportunities to go to games more on the weekend. But during the week, I think we're going to be all hands on deck to work and to get better as a team. We purposely try to get out on the recruiting trail early on the first bye, and then this one, I think we can, but it's I think teams are in state are in the playoffs, and what's more important is we did all that before, so we can be in a position now to focus on the game.
Jake, we'll do our next questions from Jay Drew, Mitch Harper, and then Kevin Reynolds. Go ahead, Jay.
Kalani, I imagine you'll talk more next week about Utah specifically, but when you say we need each other, does that mean you have both helped each other improve? The programs have kind of like a rising tide lifts all boats. Is that kind of what you mean by that statement, we need each other?
I think it probably covers a lot of different ways. I mean, if you're looking so I think it's a relative term that can be used in different meanings. If it weren't for one school, then neither one would. If one school didn't have the coach, then neither one would. There wouldn't be a head coach there. That Kyle wouldn't be there if it weren't for BYU. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for BYU and Utah. So there's fans that have this close connection. I just think that, and you know what's weird is when you don't have that consistent play and that consistent connection, you sometimes take it for granted, and then you realize that it was a really good thing. And I think a lot of people throughout the country, they recognize this rivalry is a really, really good rivalry, one of the best ones, and I think it'd be a really healthy one. I saw it when Lavelle and Ron McBride were together and Coach Mack were together, and the connection that they have together. And I think this is another chance for us to you know, as we are reunited, to you know, be connected and to enjoy it, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen in a couple weeks, but I'm going to enjoy the opportunity that we have to be in the same conference. And it's a P4 conference, a power conference, and that we get to play the game. And I know there's a lot of bannering going back and forth between fans and everything. I just hope everybody remember what it was like when we didn't have this game on the schedule and how difficult it was it just didn't feel right, you know. So now that we're back at feeling right, I think it'd be cool to just do it the right way and have a lot of respect for each other and not make it so hostile. That's how I see it. I mean, I got to go to a coach's funeral, Coach Ken Schmidt, when it was his funeral, and as I went in the funeral, there was Coach Mack and his wife Vicky were there with Patty Edwards. And there's a lot of things that are more important than just the game itself. It's these friendships and these connections and these relationships. And I mean, it's the beautiful part of what makes this rivalry so much fun.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Kalani, when you guys had that win in the last meeting between you and BYU and Utah, what in 2021 after that victory, like what benefits did you see come from that breakthrough in that rivalry win, whether it off the field, on the field? Like what value did that provide to your program after that win?
Well, when I got the job, that's all the fans wanted to talk to me about is winning that game, you know. And so I felt a lot of relief for them. but the benefits is I think there's a we have some amazing football programs in our state, and there's some really cool things that are happening here. When you talk about the economy or people that are moving in here, the sports teams that are available. And we have two amazing ones that are not that far apart, and they're in the same conference, and it's a Power 4 conference. And so this is a really cool thing for all those that are here that are local. And then you're surrounded by amazing other pro football programs, or that's the FCS level or Utah State up in Logan. And so there's some really cool things happening in the state. I don't know how we can just take it for granted sometimes and rather than embracing the cool moments that we're in. I mean, I think about this when I was a kid, when I was just a little 8-9-year-old growing up, and to think that in the future there's going to be an opportunity where we're actually in one of these power conferences, the Big 12, and we're in it and in all sports, and that you know, I got my Utah Jazz that are still here, and then you're going to add hockey and all these other things that are here, and that there's a lot of people living here in the state. I mean, that's a real cool thing. So now that we're here, it's I think we ought to take advantage of it, but let's do it different. Let's do it so it can be even more fun.
And then I wanted to ask you, you know, just following up from this past weekend's game, you noted on the running game, Hinkley closed out the game. Was there any reason behind that, why LJ didn't play in the last quarter or so? Was it was it health related or what was kind of the situation there as to why LG didn't?
Yeah. He was a little gimpy. He took a shot to the leg. It was just a bruise. And then, you know, it's just like if he doesn't need to go back in there, we don't need to put him out there. So that was the reason why I put Hinkley. But if they were working the two-man combo of both taking the reps, and then we put Miles in there so we didn't have to put LJ back in. But that's – he's going to be fine. It's just – it's at that moment, and there's the decision that we had to make. It's like we had a comfortable lead, three-score lead, and we felt like we were playing some really good defense. We put in some reserve guys and gave up some big plays, and it was all like I want to give UCF credit for making the plays and stuff, but like we were so bad in our assignments, and man, it's just I wish there was a chance for us to work those things out. But I think those will be valuable reps for the young guys that we were there. Just we gave up a lot of yards. If you look at the first three quarters, we were in control with it, and I just wish that it would have been different and that we were to get some stops on defense other than the two-point conversion stop that we had. But we felt like that was a good move to just keep LJ out. He'll be fine. He'll be ready to play this next game. He's going to be ready to practice.
Hey, Kalani, you talked a lot about the connections with both of these programs and within families even, but did your perspective on the rivalry change when you actually coached at Utah and went over there and saw it from a different building and actually within it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a brother that played there. So when we were always connected because a lot of my good friends, I mean, we had people that we grew up with that were playing at Utah. And so we were always connected. But it was really different when I got there as a coach because I got to know a lot of the fans and amazing people, the administrators, people that are involved with the university. And man, it was awesome. Just great people. And not a lot different than a lot of the people that I knew here at BYU, you know. And so it was nice to have to make friends and to have lifelong friends and to work with them and then to, you know, be centered around football. But like there's some really good people there and quality experience that I had. I mean, I had some awesome times, and so it was huge. But it was different because I got to I just wish everybody could have that perspective from my angle. I still want to I'm competitive. I want to win this game. But there's nothing wrong with me being appreciative of them and appreciate what they do as a program and as a university, the people that they've had that have graduated from there and the people I got to know. So I enjoyed my time there. It was awesome, and because of that, I was able to get this opportunity that's here with me right now.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll take our last two questions from Jake Hatch and then Glenn.
Kalani, when it comes to your defense, where do they need to improve the most at this juncture with four games to go?
Yeah, I would say that in the first half, we were doing a pretty good job until the big play. I think RJ had a big run, and it was, man, it was two guys that were not in the right spot. We miscommunicated the call, and so we had a huge error on one side. So the guy's a good player. The last thing you want to do, though, is give him a free pass to run through the line of scrimmage. And so he broke it was a 50-something yarder, and then they scored on that one. And then that was, I think, his biggest run. And then he didn't have a lot of chunk yardage after that. He's used to getting big-time plays. He's got so much speed and ability, especially his ability to stop and go. The second score came when we missed a tackle on the edge, and we play a lot of man defense. So sometimes you got to make that play or at least take up enough time so that the other guys that are hustling to the ball can show up. But we didn't do that well enough. And, you know, that just comes down to executing your assignment and really technique and then communication. And so that we gave them 10 points on that. And then in the second half, those scoring drives that they had, the next two scoring drives, that came after we were really – I think we were kind of controlling the run game, especially with the running back. Quarterback didn't really hurt us in the run game as well, so compared to like the Oklahoma State game. And then we felt really good about it until they brought in a new quarterback. We didn't know anything about him. We didn't know what they were going to try to do, but they were behind. So they got some chunk yardage with him scrambling and with them throwing the ball downfield. And them throwing the ball downfield was all on us. We didn't execute our pressure the right way, and our guys were wrong in their coverage. And so that happens, you can give up some plays, man. And that was a little frustrating. So we need to be cleaner. We need to communicate better. There's a lot of issues that we need to fix as a coaching staff, and in terms of communicating, getting the right call, and then making sure that our guys are in a good position to play fast. Because when we do that, and we don't mess ourselves up, then we're a really good defense, and we can just settle and play. We can create some havoc, and I mean, we got two turnovers because of we did it that way. But when we shoot ourselves in the foot, it doesn't help us.
Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Kalani. So you guys cracked the top 10 in AP Poll Rankings for the first time since 2021. And the national media hype has just grown so much ever since the big Kansas State win. How are you guys going to this bye week and focus on the Utah game? How do you guys stay focused in spite of all of the national media hype that is going on, you know, outside of football?
Yep. I mean, we talk about it often. I have a good staff and coaches that will make sure that these guys are focused on what it is. We're focused on every week. We don't even know what happens after this week. We work on this week, and then we know that our opponent is Utah after the bye, so we can get a jump start on it. But we've got to improve and get better as a team. We got to stay humble, stay hungry. All that stuff matters. And then we just got to stop worrying about nobody talked about us in August, so why do we care that they're talking about us now? And then nothing against them. Like, that's great. It's awesome for the fans. But our players got to stay focused, stay humble, and try to find ways to get better. We still haven't done much, man. I said before, we can play better football. I like to see us play our best football of the year in this game. And I know Utah, and I know how they're built, and I know their coaching staff, and those players are very talented. I know what they're going to want to get done, and this is a big game for them. We're going to get their best shot. You guys hear me say this every week. We're going to get their best shot. I need to make sure myself and the staff and leaders on this team that we give them our best shot as well. So that's going to be the goal, and the only way you get that done is go to work. And today's a work day, and we'll work this entire week and be ready to go. And they'll get some relief because they don't play a game, but then we'll get back to work again next week and see what happens. But so far in the prep for today, I'm really pleased.